And welcome back to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. Checking in with a good friend of the show, Jason Bozer, great guide over in the Grand Rapids, Lake Winnie area. Today, we're getting ready to go fishing. It's not the opener yet, but Jason, one of the first things you have to do if you're going to go fishing in the opener is have that boat ready. Give us a rundown on some of the things we need to make sure we have checked out before we throw that boat in the water.
One of the first things is the trailer. Make sure the bearings are greased and replaced if they're bad. Trailer's what gets the boat there. The motor, I change my oil every spring, and the lower unit oil. Oil's got to be new in it, everything greased up good, batteries charged, and these new boats, four-stroke motors, you don't really have to do all that much to them anymore. You change oil once or twice a year and pretty much good to go. I actually am lucky enough I get to change my battery every year. These new batteries, it's got to be bigger and better all the time because they run more stuff. You used to have a little 6-inch screen depth finder. Now you got a 12-inch graph and radio and bilge pumps. And there's just so much that battery runs that the main one that I run has always got to be tip-top shape because you want it to last the whole 8-10-hour day. As far as the graph goes, I always bring my graphs in the winter. I know some people don't do that, but I like to keep mine in there. And when it freezes and stuff, I just don't know that that's good for some of that electronic stuff.
One of the things you also have to make sure you've got a license up to date and all of those things so you don't get a fine.
They've done that. Buy your boat trailer license now and it's good for the lifetime of the trailer. So that saves you a trip every year. The boats are usually 3 years, but that's stuff you got to keep track of. But they have made it easier now.
They certainly have. Okay, so that's the boat. Let's talk in the boat and what you absolutely are going to need, tackle, bait, lures.
Now you're talking the real work. Boat's the easy part. Every year you got to make sure your reels are all oiled and good to go and your rods are clean. They get all full of scales and worm snot on them and all that stuff. That's what takes me the longest, getting all your rods and reels up to snuff ready to go. As far as first part of the year, we're pretty lucky for me at least. I pretty much just have my jigging rods. I'll start my season with jigging minnow, and I'll probably use that till hopefully early June at least, where I won't even have to hardly run anything else.
Fresh line every spring?
Oh yeah, always put on fresh line. First thing I do before I even start oiling my reels, I put on all new line always. You don't want a nice fish. Something as simple as putting new line on, you don't want to be worrying about losing a fish because of that. And I've seen people who don't do it, their line's all snarly, and the memory's so good on it, can't even hardly run a jig with it. New line is very important.
And for a guy like you, who's a guy, and obviously you have to get a lot more equipment ready than me. If it's me and my son going out, we got a couple of poles and a couple of tackle boxes. You got a lot more to make sure you have ready.
Like I said, in the spring it ain't bad. I can just do my jigging rods. But yeah, I'll usually carry 16 rods in the boat pretty much the whole rest of the season after done jigging. And they're always breaking. You press guys who are fishing all the time, you can't just put line on at once, but probably change line out on some of them rods 5-6 times a year just because of the use they get. So there's always maintenance on the rods and reels.
Speaking of rods and reels, as you're looking at them, anything that shows you it's time to maybe get a new one?
I'll look at the eyelets pretty closely. Not such a problem anymore with the monofilament line. For my crankbait rods, I'll use fire line, and some of that new line scars the eyelet. You got a little groove in them, and you got to kind of watch that. Go over your rod a little bit when you're cleaning it and wiping it down and make sure there are no little cracks in the tip. You can kind of see when it starts separating up top, like the rod tip wearing out, it's time to get a new one.
It's too late for this year, but where do you store rods and reels? Is there a temperature controlled environment, or can they be in the cold?
I got a big pole shed where I store my boat, and I really haven't had any problem putting my rods and leaving them in the cold. Big rack where I line up all my rods so I always know what I got for the year. I really haven't had any problem with the cold weather at all. The electronics is the only thing I usually bring in, and the batteries, I don't usually bring them in every year, and I think it's a good idea because they'll freeze up. But what I do is I keep my charger on them. Every couple weeks I'll go out there and plug that charger in for a while, let them charge up.
You probably didn't get to do it last year, but you get out there on the water before the opener and run the boat around a little bit, make sure everything's working?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to go opening weekend without at least testing it. Make sure your graph's all working and make sure the bilge pumps and the live well pumps and all that. Make sure everything's working. It's just a good idea. The pumps wear out. Now they make just a replaceable motor on most of them, and they're really quite easy to change out. That's one of the things we always do. Always water test your boat.
If you can.
Yeah, if you can. I look at last year. We couldn't even get out fishing last year. But the Monday after opener is the first time I could get out. Bad.
Well, this winter is indicating there might be some more of the same. Let's hope not.
Oh, boy, I hope not.
Jason Bozer, outstanding guide in the Grand Rapids area. And Jason, if people want to find out a little more about you or use your services, how can they get a hold of you?
Look us up at mnfishandpros.com or call my cell phone at 218-244-2222. 2517.
Jason, as always, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Kevin.